Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The moral of this story from Bronnie Ware and these two regrets is that passive income is not about money or obtaining more stuff. It's about having freedom and the ability to spend your time on the things you love and focus less of your time on the things you dislike doing.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience, because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I am your host, Theo Hicks. Each week, we air two podcast episodes that focus on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for a lot of these episodes, we offer a free resource to you. These are free PDF how-to guides, PowerPoint presentation templates, Excel calculator templates, some sort of resource to help you along your apartment syndication journey. All of these free resources from previous Syndication School episodes, as well as the actual episodes, are available at syndicationschool.com. And in this episode, I wanted to review a blog post that was written by someone on the Ashcroft team about the top two regrets of dying and how to buy more time. So we might have briefly touched on what I'm going to talk about today in a Follow-Along Friday, actually, probably about a year ago. So those of you who are newer, this will be new. And those who are longtime listeners, this will be a refresher. But it was back when Joe was talking about how he was starting to volunteer at hospice care. So in this blog post, Travis focuses on a blog post that was written by a nurse all the way back in 2009. And this nurse worked in a terminally ill care unit with people who are living out their final days in life, so kind of like hospice care. And this nurse decided to ask her patients about their top regrets in life. And she first published her results as a blog post, and it was so popular that she later wrote a book on the topic. So if you want to check that out, the woman's name is Bronnie, B-R-O-N-N-I-E, Ware. Now, the top two regrets that people had on their deathbeds was, number one, I never pursued my dreams and aspirations. And number two, I worked too much and never made time for my family. So the way that Travis was positioning this blog post was that people spend a lot of time focusing on getting a nice car, new clothes, or a really nice house, or a vacation home, which is obviously pretty awesome to have. But he categorized all of these things as stuff. And while stuff is nice, we only need a certain amount of stuff. And having stuff is different than having freedom. And so he was kind of saying that there's a choice between having more and more things or having more and more freedom. He had a pretty cool quote in here from Susan Fussell, which is, you can have anything you want, but not everything you want. So you can't have both. You can really have freedom, or you can have more and more stuff. And if you actually sit down and think about it, and you kind of focus your awareness on it, would you rather have more and more things, or would you rather have your own life? Because ultimately, having freedom comes down to being able to live your life and spend time on things that you love and focus less on things that you don't like doing just so you can buy more things. So the reason why he wrote this blog post is because it was written geared towards passive investors. So I definitely want to talk about that in a second. But looking at those two regrets, I never pursued my dreams and aspirations. And then two, I worked too much and never made time for my family. Number two is probably a better selling point for passive investing. And number one as well, I never pursued my dreams and aspirations. But that also applies to apartment syndicators as well. Because this blog post, if you read it, is positioned in speaking to passive investors. But the same regret could apply to an apartment syndicator, right? You work a regular 9-to-5 job your entire life. You retire when you're 70. You live off of your 401k. And you live a pretty comfortable life. But even if that's the case, on your deathbed, did you wish you would have bought in real estate? Do you wish you would have bought more real estate? Do you wish you would have decided to take the chance and raise money and buy larger deals? Whatever your real estate aspirations are, do you want to be on your deathbed and regret not taking that leap into trying to, in this case, raise money for apartment deals? Obviously, it can be anything, but this is a syndication school, and a lot of people who are just starting out aspire to raise money. And so that's why we're here, to help you learn how to do that. So obviously, if you're listening to this, you're already on the track to not have that regret. But the second regret, which is I work too much and never made time for my family, that's something that you want to use when you are talking to people who might potentially invest in your deals, right? Because obviously, you can tell them, hey, you can get 8% preferred return or a 7% preferred return, and you can make a 2x equity multiple, and you can tell them of all the money that they're going to make from the deal, which might convince some people. But a stronger, more powerful story is to try to touch on this second regret. Obviously, don't go to them and say, do you want to be in your deathbed and regret that you work too much and never made time for your family? Well, if you passively invest, then you'll be able to make money without having to work and be able to do that. I guess you could position it that way, but the whole point is to focus on the dollars that they can make by passively investing, but also focus on what those dollars will do for their life. So the moral of this story from Bronnie Ware and these two regrets is that passive income is not about money or obtaining more stuff. It's about having freedom and the ability to spend your time on the things you love and focus less of your time on the things you dislike doing. So the first step, and again, this is you trying to position this to your passive investors, or at least understanding this so that when you're talking to your passive investors, you can position it in a way that gets this story across. But the first step towards any journey to financial freedom, as you well know, is having more income than expenses. But it's not just any type of income, it's actually passive income. So you want to have more passive income than the expenses that you're paying out. So that means you have more money coming in each month than your expenses, and that money that's coming in is coming in without you having to exchange your time or effort for it. So that's the actual true definition of financial freedom. It's having passive income that's equal to or greater than your living expenses. Now, when you kind of put it like that, it's kind of a simple formula. It seems straightforward, but most people aren't passively investing in real estate. Most people aren't involved in real estate in general. So what's the reason why people are deciding to pursue what Travis says stuff, or pursue income that you have to get in exchange for time and effort, as opposed to passive income and choosing freedom over stuff? And he believes it has to do with the fact there's not a lot of education on the topic of time freedom, which is what's achieved through building passive income streams, or as an apartment syndicator, doing these apartment syndications and building up a large enough team so that you're only working on your business for a few hours per week. So I thought that was interesting, the whole concept of time freedom. Most people focus on financial freedom, but when you actually drill down into it, it's actually time freedom. And I know when I first started working for Joe on his website, he had the big About Me section, and that's what that section actually focused on, was that time freedom. And the whole entire idea is that if he believes that people are inherently good, so people had more time, then they would be able to do more good. So by creating this syndication business and allowing people to passively invest in his deals so they're able to make money without having to exchange their time and effort, they can have more time freedom to spend on doing more good for the world. And the same applies again to the syndication school, teaching people how to do syndications, kind of the same thing, because that's also going to give people in the long term more time freedom as well. So next in the blog post, he goes over some example numbers of, hey, if you invest $200,000 at 10% passive income, you'll get $20,000 per year, which is great. But obviously, you want to have more passive income than your living expenses. So you should be figuring out, okay, here are my expenses. They're $100,000 per year. Typical apartment syndications say result in 10%. Again, I'm just making these numbers up just for simplicity. So if I want to make $100,000 from a 10% return on an apartment syndication, I need to invest $1 million to make that $100,000 per year in passive income. Now, this doesn't mean, and so it's something that's important too, that people don't maybe think about or don't really talk about. There's not just you either work full time or you're completely taking in passive income, right? Because if you go back to those two regrets, it's I never pursued my dreams and aspirations, or I worked too much and never made time for my family. So obviously some of your passive investors may want to eventually do nothing but make money through passive investing, but not every single person is going to have the same outcome for passive investing. So some of them may want to, rather than working for someone else, they want to do their own thing. And having this passive income will allow them to not have any income coming in from a W-2 job for 6 months to 12 months. So kind of figuring out exactly what it is your passive investors want from passive investing is important. Ultimately, they're likely going to be tied to those two regrets. Either I'm working too much and can't spend enough time with my family or doing things that I personally want to do, or I'd never pursued my career dreams or career aspirations. So I guess my point there is, don't just assume that every single person you talk to just wants to make $100,000 per year and just kind of do nothing. Most people that are high net worth are going to want to do other things at the same time. So maybe it means that they have 50% more free time and then they work part-time. So rather than working 100 hours per week, they're working 50 hours per week. Or rather than 50, 25. Rather than 20, 10. And then obviously, for some people, the amount could be full retirement and then just kind of doing whatever they want to and sitting on a beach. So overall, when you're thinking about how to position your conversation with passive investors, you're going to want to keep those two regrets in mind. And you also want to understand the difference between having stuff and acquiring more things as opposed to the time freedom. And also understanding that whenever people are talking about financial freedom, what they're actually talking about is time freedom. So having money coming in so that they're not spending 20, 40, 60, 80 hours per week doing something they don't necessarily like. Instead, they can spend that time either doing whatever, hanging out, chilling, or they can do that pursuing some other dream or aspiration that they have so that they're not like the patients that Bronnie Ware was meeting and was full of regrets about not pursuing their dreams and aspirations and working too much and never having time to see their family. So that concludes this episode. Now, obviously, the entire purpose of this episode was for you as an apartment syndicator to think about what's going on in a potential passive investor's mind. But you also want to apply this to yourself too. So I kind of talked about that in the beginning. Why do you want to do apartment syndications? And does it fall into one of these two categories of you want to pursue a dream or aspiration, or you don't want to work a lot? Obviously, if you don't want to work a lot, then apartment syndications could eventually get to that point, but you're going to have to put in a lot of effort up front in order to build up a large enough portfolio and team. So more than likely, it's something that is a dream and aspiration of yours to build your own company, to work for yourself, things along those lines. So that concludes this episode. Thanks to Travis for writing this blog post. I thought it was very inspiring and also very enlightening as well, and very interesting take on the concept of financial freedom and acquiring things versus acquiring more time. So I recommend reading his blog post. It's called The Top Two Regrets of the Dying, How to Buy More Time. If you just go to the blog page on joefairless.com, it's one of the top blog posts right now. If you're listening to this way in the future, if you just search Top Two Regrets of the Dying on the website, joefairless.com, it will be one of the search results. Until next time, make sure you check out some of the other syndication school episodes that we have about the how-tos of apartment syndication. Check out some of those free documents as well. Those are all available at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. Are you looking to get started in multifamily investing or looking to grow your portfolio? Nathan Tabor has created an online course that is slammed with incredibly useful and practical information. Check it out at apartments.nathantabor.com.